2021 was quite a tumultuous year on the political landscape, and joining us for a look back on the year that was is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy New Year, Dan, and it's a joy to be with you. And I think we have to start with the COVID, and this latest spread has become the big story to end 2021 and begin 2022.
Yeah, and it seemed like that was the big story last year, and we thought maybe this year would be different, but it kind of didn't turn out that way.
No, and what's happened in the last few days, the governor certainly is committed to having kids in school, but this latest, how they're going to get the test and so forth for the staff has become a problem to end 2021 from that governor's standpoint. And speaking about the governor, Dan, I was not surprised he wouldn't run for a third term, but I was really surprised that Polito was going to leave as well. I thought she would be the heir apparent.
Now, why were you not surprised that Baker decided not to take up that third term?
Well, really, Dukakis is the only one that, in recent memory, since they've gone to a four-year term, that he had a split third time, but people just don't run in Massachusetts for three consecutive terms. They haven't, and I think that will continue.
And, of course, now as we look at the political landscape, Jeff Deal seems to be the big Republican name in the race right now.
I think he is the leading Republican. He has the endorsement of the former president, Trump. But that endorsement in Massachusetts in a general election will not help Deal.
But it seems like overall, though, his party is looking to probably have a pretty good year when it comes to the midterm elections.
I think that's very, very true. I think they have a chance to have an excellent year and a good possibility to take over the House of Representatives. It'll be iffy with the Senate. And Biden, of course, has problems with his own two Democratic senators.
And, of course, that's Jim Manchin and Kristen Sinema.
I believe that. And the key national issue may be inflation and what Supreme Court does on some particular issues.
All right. Well, those will be things we're going to have to watch out for in 2022. Unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it. And all the best of luck to you in the new year.
Same to you, Dan.